It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.
Flashback on a Tuesday, and as we were talking about and why we love today, Be a Kid Again Day.
Yes, please.
So let's do a little kid.
Da what the ba.
Kid Rock.
2007.
And appropriately.
Sipping whiskey out the bar, not thinking about tomorrow. Singing Sweet Home Alabama
all summer long. Kid Rock, I believe his first ever appearance here in the Real Country Flashback. Look at that.
Aww.
Part of history, everybody.
But look at us go.
Diggy. All summer long, credited to Kid Rock, but more on that, on who all wrote it and created it. Came out March of 2008, third single from his seventh studio album, 2007's Rock and Roll Jesus. It samples Sweet Home Alabama by Skinner, Werewolves of London by Warren Zevon, and it was really that mashup that got all this started. So there are eight people credited for writing All Summer Long, and that would include, because of samples of Werewolves of London there, all the three that wrote that song, then Sweet Home Alabama, the four that wrote that one, then you've got Whitey Schaefer, who wrote quite a few country tunes throughout his life, of course.
All right.
Uncle Cracker.
Yeah, he's always along with
and
him.
Kid Rock in and of itself. And also, there should be some from Insane Clown Posse who actually came up with the... I can't believe this is being said on the... Mm-hmm. Hank, I love it. They actually were the ones that started using Werewolves of London. Kid Rock figured out that's exactly the same kind of beat and hook and everything of Sweet Home Alabama, and such is this. There you go. Biggest country hit for Kid Rock, certainly. And it was the biggest hit to mention the state of Michigan in the lyric.
Oh, fantastic.
Now you know.
It was 1989. My thoughts were short.